We're learning Masech Nisivam Mistaf Lamedalan Amin Aleph. The Gemara is discussing the Mishnah with two brothers married two sisters. They were Mekadesh two sisters, and they were Nidas. So you have an Eishas Ish, Achais Isha, Eishas Ach, and Nida. They switched the wives, and the Mishnah says that the Chayev all four. So the first Gemara said it goes like the man the Omer, that all of Issachar, Issamaisif, and Issabasachas. And then the Gemara says, Ibayisema, it goes Issabasachas, or Libid Rabbi Shimon. That all these Isurim, Eishas Isha, Achais Isha, Eishas Ach, and Nida, all came to Vasachas. So Mar says, Bishlai Mekula Mishkachas, because you can have the Kedushin of both of them, the Vasachas, with the Shliach that would met another Shliach. So the Eishas Isha, Achais Isha, and Eishas Ach came to Vasachas. So Nida Seicha Mishkachas. So Nida, how could it come to Vasachas with the Kedushin? So the Gemara says it's two Gersayis in the Gemara's Teretz, and two Pshatim. Rashi's Gersim Shad is, B'shefas Mitechid Gimel Acha Yigimel Chivu Anu, Mitechid Beis Lacha Yibbeis Lachivu Inhi. And Rashi says it has to be when the brothers and the sisters are both had the same birthday. The brothers, both of them, were 13 years old, become a mitzvah on the same day. The sisters, both of them, are 12 years old, became a mitzvah on the same day that the brothers became a mitzvah. They were nidus beforehand, and they did kedusha when they were ketanim. Al dasa shebichal as soon as they gedolim. That's the first time the kedusha shebichal. So the kedusha was all chal together when they became gedolim, and the issur nidus also chal at that time because it's all chal b'vasachas. So before there was no isurim because they're not bar mitzvah, and all four isurim chal the regular they became bar or bas mitzvah. That's Rashi's pshat. Taisus and Yishayin bring the Rashi's pshat. The Rashi's pshat is b'shvas b'tech gimel acha gimel. That the pshat is that till they gimel, even if they're in Eishas Ach, Achais Isha, Eishas Isha, Nida, there's still no Isser, because it can't be a Bia. This doesn't have a shame Bia, b'chol. There's no Issuri Bia till they become three. When they become three, they're ready in Eishas Isha, and Achais Isha, and Eishas Ach, and Nida, and they become three, so all the Issur, Mechal, and Vasachas. So Rabban says, Lefizeh, they don't have to say b'chol, they're the same age. The brothers don't have to be the same age, the sisters don't have to be the same age. Each one will get all four Yisurim, Mishnunish is three. So in each one, El Michal, all the Yisurim of Asachas. And that's been a gate to Mechai of the men, to Mechai of the girls, if there's still a Nida when they become 12, so each girl gets all four Yisurim of Asachas when she becomes Vas Mitzvah. There's a Rishayim all say, Taisus and all the Rishayim, the Ramban asks the question, how could the Mechai of 16 Chatais, they had to become a Nida before the three to Mechai of the men, but they had to become a Nida before the 12 to Mechai of the girls. What if they were Torah in between? So then the men wouldn't be Chayiv anymore because the Nidas went off and now the Nidas can't get back on. So he says, Tumat, they weren't Chayiv till after they're 12 years old. And the Ramban clears to say that even if they were Chayiv in between, he says, Shem Nidas Chadu. What he means is that since the Nidas originally was Chal B'Vasachas, even though it went off, when it goes back on, it could be Chayzev and Eir. But the Rajman Dva and the other Rishayim say, like the Ramban says at first, that they weren't Tevil in between. She remained in Eir until after she was 12. Now, Taizu Rishayim ask Akasha on Rashi that if a Katan is Mekadesh and Isha, that she be Chal, when it comes to Gadol, the Kedush is not Chal. But there's a difference between the Rishayim ask Akasha and Taizu ask Akasha. Taizu ask Akasha, he says that it doesn't work because a Katan can't be Mekadesh or make a Shliach at Sheyagdol. Shein maisa katan klum. What the katan did was nothing. But the Rishayim ask, it's a davar shloi b'lo'olam. And they bring the Mishnah in Kedushin, Nav Samach Beis. Ha'im alisha rei mekadeshes li slachash izgai alachash izgairi. Lachash darach alachash ashashash tachri. At the time of the Kedushin, there could not be a chaleis Kedushin. The chaleis Kedushin only could come later. Eina mekadeshes. Now the Gemara there, Nav Samach Gimel, says that goes like the man, the Yom, Eina namach the davar shloi b'lo'olam. And according to Ramei, he could say it's mekadeshes. So why don't you say this Gemara, he goes like Ramea? The Teretz is because originally he was etzing like Ramea, that he holds of Issachar, Issamaisav, and Issamasachas. Now we're trying to etz it on like Reb Shimon, who doesn't hold of the Machandav, Shleib, Elam. And Teretz Rosh is close to Kashas, because he brings Teretz's Kasha, Emaisakat, and Klum, and he says like this, Miu nearly, the Medivish Sakatnis, Emlin, Noyal, Lachal, Kadush, and Achash, Yagdal, Miri, De La Havel, Achash, Gai, Achash, Shtach, and Emaisakat, Klum, Afilachim, Akadush, and Achash, and Gai. That alone, that a cotton can have kedushin, doesn't mean his ma'aseh kedushin is no good. The guy does a ma'aseh kedushin la'achash in this guy. It works according to one man the Amr. But the problem is the davar shloim b'laylam. And because he says we're going to have Shim, it doesn't all live on the mak the davar shloim b'laylam. So it's a different kasha. The Rishayim are saying the problem is the davar shloim b'laylam. And Tay is saying b'chal the ma'aseh doesn't work. Now in the Rishayim's kasha, the Mishnah Lamelech Hilchas Ishus Perik Dal and Aloch Hizayin, he says that he could answer the kasha. Davar shloim was only when it's mechusar ma'aseh. That's the Yigeris, a Shichur, Lachash Yom is Bailech, Lachash Yiskarish Bailech. Something has to happen. But here it happens, Me'elov, just time has to pass, and Me'elov will be a Gadol. So in that case, you don't say Davish Lai B'Lailam. Good, you shine him all, there's no Chilik. Bal Kapanim, it seems like a Machlaikis, there's a Zrashi Olds Itzchal, you don't have a problem with Davish Lai B'Lailam, perhaps like the Mishnah L'Melech, who's not Mechusim Aysen. The Rishayim all the problem is Davish Lai B'Olam. According to Rav Meir, the other Makna Davish Lai B'Olam would be Chal. And Taisus all say Maisa Kun Kun. It's nothing to do with Davish Lai B'Olam. So the Achreinim, Chazan Ish really asks it for a kash, he doesn't answer it. But other Achreinim, Rabbi Chana and the Stipler, say a Teretz. But they explain Taisus, they ask him like for a kash on the Rishayim and on Rashi. When a guy or an Eved does a Kedushin that Shibichal after becomes a Ger or a Meshuchar, so then he's a bardas. He's shaykh to the hulchas kinyanim. He has das. No, because he can't have a chalais kedusha now. He does a kedusha to an eishes ish, lachashe, shiyam is vaylech, shidigar sheikh. Right? Because they're a bardas, they can do it. But a katan has no das. A katan is his das is not a das bichlal. His rotzen is not a rotzen. His askam is not a askama. How can his maisa kedusha be a good maisa kedusha? That's the Chayashita's Taisus. Now Taisus also mentions that he can't make a Shliach. Okay, what does Taisus mean? We're not talking about Shliach anymore, but the first Gemara talked about a Shliach when it wasn't talking about a Katan. But who says we're talking about a Shliach? So I thought what Taisus means is like this. Maybe you'll say that he can't be Mekadosh. But maybe if he makes a Shliach, and the Shliach's Mekadosh, that would work. You see, there's the Mechlekes Rambam in Tur. Let's say you have a Pikeach that goes and makes a Shliach, and then he becomes a shaita. According to the Rambam, it's an Ilchus Gerish in Perikei Alocha Dezvav, Midarais Eschal the Shlichas, even though now he's a shaita, but he has a Shlich, the Shlich does it. The Rabbanan said that it's a possible get, so people think that a shaita could be Megarish, but Midarais it's a good get. The Torah says no, even Midarais it doesn't work. So I think maybe Taisa is like the Rambam, that if the Kotten can make a Shliach, even though he makes the Kotten Klum, but the Shliach could do it. But since the Kotten can't make a Shliach, that's what he asks, that a Kotten can't do a Maisa, and he can't make a Shliach either. So even if the Kotten would have been able to make a Shliach, the Shliach could have done the Maisa, but he can't make a Shliach either. Now, Kabbalah, that's Shittas Taisus. What does Rashi, that say it does work, or the Rishayim that say the only son is Davar Shloim B'Olam, how do they answer? So the Stipla, in Simon Lam, and really Rabbi Chanan already talks about this in Simon Cheftas, and Kaivet Sa'aris. But the Stipla says like this, he says, how do you know that a Kotten doesn't have Das to make a Maisa Kedushin? You find in Gemara Chulin Daf Yud Gimel that a Kotten can have Kavana when it's Mechshavta Nikeris B'Serech Maisa. For instance, if Shechita needs Kavana, still a Kotten would be able to Shecht if it's Gadol Emil Agabah, because you're a Shechita, because you could see it as being Mechavan for a Shechita. Well, let's say a Kotten takes something and makes a Kli out of it. But if you need a Mechshavan, it should be a Kli. A Kotten's Mechshavan could be considered a Kli. It's Mechavan Tum Amin Dereisa. Or let's say Hechshav Peiris, to be hechsher, that a food should be mukshel lekabel tumah, the wood has to be there, but das. So a kotten works, a kotten's das works. So meila eibazai. So if a kotten gave ma'is l'shem kedushin, so we see he's giving the ma'is kedushin. He has kavana for kedushin. Me'echet heisa, it wouldn't be a ma'is kedushin. Now that can move on, and like this, Rabbi Chanan speaks out. This is told man a katan, if he's a katan that's mamisha, baby, a katan that's not a gila, aynes a pa'uta, so then he doesn't have any machshava altogether. But the man a katan that's old, he's a gila, aynes a pa'utas, he's able to do something, able to have, he has seichel. So mele mechat eisus kedushin is a kedushin, he knows what kedushin is, he's doing it by kavanas kedushin, mechat eisinat. So teisus would hold that it's different, because making something mekabel tuma, or doing a shechita, ukedaima, That doesn't need das. That needs machshava. That needs machshava. It needs kavana. Now, shenken a kinyan in that, that needs mamish askoma, rutzen gomer. A kotten is not responsible enough to make such a decision. So, mele is not called the maisa kedushin. That's what Taisus holds. But the Stipla says we don't find the Klar Gemara that way. We find that a katan can't make a kedushin. It can't be a chlois kedushin while he's a katan. That could be not mitzad that the chsarin and the maisa kedushin. That's a chsarin that a katan can't make a chlois kedushin. That right? Because his lashon is dinei kedushin v'kinyanim were given to gedolim bnei das. They weren't given to ketanim. Ketanim, I can't be Isaac in this inyan. But not that the maisa kedushin is a chsarin. So the Torah didn't give a rech the katan should make a kedushin. He brings Rashi in Ksuvah Sefai and Gimel and Beis that says that a Kadosh Kedushin not a Kedushin because it says Ki Yikach Ish, so he's not a Bar Kicha. So it's like a Xeris HaKasav. Not the Etzim, he doesn't have Das. He says, you see Lamashal, right? Like we said over the tour, if a Bikeach goes and makes a Shliach and now he becomes a Shaita, so his Kedushin doesn't work. Why? If someone makes a Shliach and then he goes to sleep, he has no Das whatsoever. The Kedushin works. But by a Shaita, it doesn't work. That's because a shaita can't shalom can't kedushin, not because of chsarin in the maisa. And even the Rambam that says it works is because he gave over everything to the shliach. So since it's not the shaita making the chalais, it's the shliach making the chalais. But a shaita can't have a chalais. Not that he can't have a maisa. As I tied it this time, and he's marach about it a little bit, he talks about, you see, you find that when it's das acharis makna, you say a kan could be kaina. And by mitziah, a katan can't be kaina. So what's the pshat? What's the chilek? The ksay says, because das chayis maknais, you don't need his maisa. Katan doesn't have a maisa. Mashenka mitziah, you need his maisa. So that's the chayiraya. That you don't have a maisa. And a katan can't do a maisa. But he says, you can learn differently. You can learn a katan can't make a kinyan. By das chayis maknais, he's not making the kinyan. The makna is making the kinyan. Mashenka by mitziah, he has to make the kinyan. It's not chayin in the maisa. It's chayin in the chalais. He says, you see, it's that way, because normally, when a yan is zeicha, the yan is zeicha without das. How come a katan is yan isn't zeicha? Al karach says he can't make the chalais. As I tie in at the disciple, Bechanan also is saying that way. Vu state is azach that a maisa katan doesn't work. Taisa says it, but you don't have a klai raya to it. And Bechanan brings the marik, sherish lam and beis, that holds like this. He holds that a katan, if you make a kedushin, should be chalman who comes to God, it doesn't work. A maisa katan klum. Vashenken a ktana, if someone's mekadesh a ktana, that when she becomes a gdelet, she be mekadeshes, it works. Because she doesn't need a maisa. Ki yigach ish isha. The man makes the maisa. So the Kavis says, that's according to Tosis. There's a chsayin in the maisa. The Rashi shayin him hold, even a katan could do a maisa. It's only problem, maybe davar shlo yibel oilam. So a mela would work. So I want to say one isafa on this inyan though. Because we do find that the katan's ritzi and kavanah isn't pale. What's my raya? From zachal adam shleib lefanav. If you do a skiyah for a katan, it says zachal lekatan. You could do a skiyah for a katan because zachal adam shleib lefanav. It works. But when he gets older, he can be meichet. So gemara in ksuvah staff. You now look at the ger katan mitvil noiselas bas bezdin. Higdili yichal limchais. So normally when you do a skiyah for someone, he could be meichet when he hears about it. But once he agrees, so that's it. So it's chal. He's meichet later. Muschal already. Mashenkin a katan. Till he's a gadol, his ritzi doesn't work. And if he's meichel when he becomes a gadol, it's not chal. What's the pshat? Vais dais, only a gadol can make a decision. A katan's decision is not a good decision. Chayisina from the parish of Schia. By Schia b'chal, you don't need a maisa. But you do need ritzi, but you don't need ritzi b'etzin. You need l'mafreya, then he should be merutza. And you see, klar, by a gadol, as long as he's merutza, so the schiyah works, and afterwards he's meicha, the mecha doesn't work. Mashenka by a katan, till he becomes a gadol, his ritzi doesn't happen. Vice versa, there is a din ritzi that only a gadol can have, and a katan doesn't have. So even without schiyah, it should be that way. So he did a meisa. Let's say there's no chsarin in the meisa. But there's a chsarin in the ritzi. So I think like this, I think in a chenami, if let's say the katan does a meisa, a 12-year-old is mekadesh in Isha, that it should be chal when he becomes a gadol. And then, he forgot about it, he didn't know about it when he became a gadol. As soon as he remembered it, or heard about it when he became a gadol, he says, I changed my mind. Savada wouldn't work, l'dayti. Even according to Rashi, even according to the Rishayim, fi al-adam akhtadav ashtayim alaylam. Because his ritzah is not a ritzah, that's not called das. It works because the mice is a good mice, like we said, And the das and the ritzi, when it becomes a gadol, that makes it bichal. Just like the Marik says about the isha, that a ktana, the mekadesh ktana is the only nevaisa. But you need her ritzi and a shtika b'shash is a gdela. Avada, when she comes a gdela and she says, I'm not interested, it doesn't work. So I think this is the machlekes rishonim. Taisus holds her, yes, you don't have the kavan of a ritzi now. That gufa makes it that the mice is not a maisa. Now, Shengen Rashi and the Shainim, well, no, the Maisa Kedush is a Maisa Kedush. You grant the awesome Kavan of Eritzai. When it becomes a God, and he's not Mecha, that Kufa makes the Kavan of Eritzai, and that's what makes it a Kedush. Okay, nearly the Pshat in the Machlekes. Now, the Rabbanu says another Kasha Rashi. He says, Gamlus, when you become 12 or 13, you don't become a God until you have Shtei Saris. So, Melo, the Shtei Saris doesn't come the second he becomes 12 and 13, so it's not Bevasachas. Because according to the other Pshat, there's a din, when they become three, that's when they become royal labia. So everything comes to Vasachas. But according to this pshat, the Kedushin schal when they become a gadol, so if the age alone makes the Kedushin, so everything is Vasachas. They become a gadol, all, both Kedushin schal exactly the same time when they became a gadol. Now Sheikhain, now that he's saying, no, you need Shtei Saris, so the Kedushin is schal the same time. Because the Nashim aren't going to have Shtei Saris, and the Tzcharei Musa are not going to have Shtei Saris at the same time. So what's Pshat? Elamai, you're going to say they had Saris before, but that's a Sugya Nida. And we pass in whatever Saris were there before don't count. Is that called Shuma? Now there was a Tzad not the way. There was a Tzad, the Saris there before, and they become 12, they count. It's a Deichik to me, 9 minute like that, man, Yom, we don't pass in that way. That's a Ramban's Kasha. But the Rajman Tvasei a Chiddish, that if they had Cyrus on the day they became 12 and 13, then the halach is we say that the Cyrus are there before, being the Gemara and Kedushin, like Abi Begaris and Rav and Shmuel. So Mele, we're talking about they all got Cyrus that day, so Mele, I'm afraid they became a gadol as soon as the day started. Now, one more inyan negayah to this Gemara is like this. We had before the Gemara, by Zar Shashimish B'Shamis and Mamum Shashimish B'Tumma, where the Gemara wanted to make that the Zohar and the Shamas was an Issa Basachas. The Balmum and the Tum was Issa Basachas. What was the case? That on Shabbos, the Zohar got two Cyrus. So now the Issa of Zohar and Issa of Shabbos came Basachas. The Zohar didn't come before Shabbos because he got two Cyrus on Shabbos. Well, the Balmum Shishimish B'Tumma means the Balmum became Tameh and then they got two Cyrus. So the Mum and the Tumma came at the same time because it came when they got the two Cyrus. So you see, Gaval the Gazach from the Gemara, that the Issa is not Chal until it becomes Bar Mitzvah. But Kama Achreinim say that there's a difference between an Issa Gavra and when the Chefs is a Chefs of the Yisura. In the case of a Zohar doing Malacha, doing Aved Neves HaMikdash, or doing Malacha on Shabbos, or a Balmum doing Aved, or a Tami doing Aved, those are the Yisurim we're discussing there. There's no Chatichas Issa. There's no Chefs of the Yisura. There's an Issa Malacha, there's an Issa Aveda. There's an Issa for Balmum to do Aveda. There's no Chatichas Issa here. The Gavra is Asa, he's Tameh, he's the Balmum, he's the Zohar. It's Shabbos, he's doing Chil Shabbos. So in that case, when is the Issa Chal? When it becomes Bar Mitzvah. Now Shekin, when the Issa becomes, the Chefsa becomes Asa, like Nevela, Arayis, things like that, Chelev, Kachim, Pigel, Neiser, Tameh. So if something is Chal, even if he's not Bar Mitzvah, the other Issa can't be Chal. There is an Issa that's Chal, and the other Issa can't be Chal on the Issa that's Chal, even if he's not Bar Mitzvah. A lot of Achreinim say this. The Neidibi, the son of Shmuel, who wrote the Sefer Shiva Sion, he wrote a number, there are a few tshuvas in Neidibi Huda Madura Tinyana, which was written by him, quite a few. So he wrote this in the tshuvas in Neidibi Huda, in Arachayim, Tinyana, Simen Kuf Yud Ches. The Chassam Sefer brings it in Chulun Daf Kuf. And they say, because a lot of times the Gemara mutches to find the case of Issachel, Issamasif, what's the problem? He became a gadol. In other words, all the cases that we have of Ein Issa Chal Isser, like Lamashal, let's say Nevela is not Chal and Behemet Tmeya. So it depends. Anyone who becomes Bar Mitzvah, so all the Nevelas that died before he became Bar Mitzvah on a Behemet Tmeya, he is going to be able to Isserim. That's what you have to say. They said, you don't find such a thing. The Teretz is because Nevela can't be Chal Behemet Tmeya whether you're Bar Mitzvah or not. It just can't be Chal. When is that? There's no real chalais isser. The chayvitz is not becoming asr. It's just you have an isser to do something. So melo, when is that isser chal? When you become a mitzvah. Now, shaken when this isser chal and the chayvitz, like Nevela, Beimetmeya, whatever it is, so then another Issa can be Chal, even if the person is still a Kadin. Even the Gabi, someone who was a Kadin when the second Issa came around. So Sam Sefer writes that there's a Tezin Zvachan that from Haman Beis, to Ramaska of Eitzel Vayne, it says about Pigal Min Chal and Meila and Neser and Tamei Andam, that the Tez was bothered, and it's the Chal Isser, and Tez says one Tere, it said he brought Shnei Saris afterwards. So you see, Kla, even when the Chavitz is also like Meila, and Pigal, and Neser, and Tamei, and Dam, you also say that. But the Karen Ari, they ran an S is Kasha. He also held in Svara, that only by an Issa Gavitz that way, that the Chal Basachas. When the Chavitz is also, so then the other Issa can't be Chal, even the Gavitz is cut, and this is Gavitz afterwards. So, which Achreinim all the way, the Shiva scene of Shmuel the son of Nadim Yudin, Aksam Sefer, in Skadushan to Masech the Skulin, the Karen Ayra and Zvachim, also the Chazan Ishia, Simakuf Lamadal, we has in the Seder Masech, the Usa says the same Svara. Now, the problem is our Gemara. So the Shiva scene in the Nadim Yudin there does ask from this Gemara, that this Gemara Lachari says Klar, that if you're not by mitzvah, so you don't have the issue of Eishas Ish and Eishas Ach, and Achais Isha and Nida, which are all these Issas Chal on the Isha. So Lachari, you see, that even Minigeya and Isser, like Issa Arayis being Chal and Issa Nida, also you say that if he wasn't by mitzvah, it could be Chal. So he says, according to Rashi, that the issue is Shefas Mitaychid Gimel Achid Gimel. So the Issa Nida was Chal on the Nashim, and then you're saying the other Yisurim are also Chal, even though because the Issa Nida is not considered to be Chal because they're not by mitzvah yet. So you do see Arayin Alak as you say. But all the Rishayim Halak, the Girsa Sarach, that's brought in Taisis, and there, was talking about kind of mas gimel nishis b'chal melachatich esisa because she's not royal lebia, so all the eishes ish and eishes ach and achis isha and nida can't be chal because there is no isur lebia on this isha. It's not royal lebia, so male there's no chafsid isur altogether. That's what he says, but I don't understand. That's only b'negei the first part of the gemara that when the gemara says shefas mitach gimel ach gimel the igaris mitach gimel ach gimel, but the next part of the gemara mitach beis ach beis lechuve in he. So you see, Lagabi the Nashim, they were Royal Libya, and they were already Usr. They already had a Chafsa the Yisura. These are too many Yisura Chafsa, and still you find that them becoming a Gadol, we say that it's called the Issa Basachas. How the Achreinim are going to understand the Gemara of Shafas, Mitaychid Beis Lachayid Beis? Chayavaita the Issa neither came before the other Yisura. The Chazon Ish, I saw was bothered, but I didn't understand what he was saying so well. But I think the pshat's like this. There's an interesting in Nadav Yehuda. This is from the Nadav himself, not from his son. It's also an Archaim from Yonah Simak of Chaf, which he says like this. He wants to explain the Rashi, and actually a Rivan in Makkos, Daf Chav Vezam and Aleph. That the Gemara before said that a Chamaisa that becomes an Eishas Ish is an Issam Maisif. Because first, she was also Timal Chamaisa. Then she became an Eishas Ish, and she's asa to other people. So when the Chatich itself is asa to other people, that's called an Issa Maisif. The other way, Eishas Ish and Asa Chamaisai, where she was already asa to everyone. She's not becoming asa to anyone else. Other Nashim are becoming asa to him when he becomes Chamaisai. Other relatives of his wife. The wife's grandmother, the wife's sister, the wife's daughter. So Mela, the wife's mother, is going to become the Kail of the other Nashim. That's called an Issa Kail. The Zakta, that's only when he gave the Chi of Misa, the Chi of Shreifa of the Ish. But like I mean the Chi of the Ish, it's exactly the opposite. If she was Chamaisai, and then she became an Eishas Ish, so when she became an Eishas Ish, so for her Isser, it's the Ish. It's her son-in-law. When she became an Eishas Ish, her son-in-law didn't become Asa on anyone else. Fakir. Other men also became Asaturs. That's like an Issa Kail. Since the Eishas Ish works for her, like I mean the other men, so work for her son-in-law as well. An Eishas Ish and Asa Chamaisa, that's an Issa Maisif. Because for her, the Ish is like the Chaticha sister. So now, when she became Chamaisa, so he became Asa on other Nashim, on the other relatives of his wife. So male, that would be an Issa Maisif, because he became us. That's where he goes to explain the Rivan and Rashi Dafka of Beis. So Derech Marshall also, like we had before, the Nasa Chai Vakach Nasa Meis. Like Nasa Chai, so now she first became an Achis Isha, and then it was Nasa Meis, so that's an Issa Maisif, because she's the Chaticha Zisser. And when it was Nasa Meis, so she became us to the other brothers. So she, the Chaticha Zisser, was an Achis Isha, became us to Issa Eishas Ach to other men, So Mel is asked to Musa, that's just a meisif. Hashem came, Nasa meis, Vachak Nasa chai. So after Nasa meis, so it was anyway Asa Timal Seishasach. When he married, when there was Nasa chai, she didn't become any more Asr, but her the other sisters became Asr. So that's Issa Kail. That's what the Gemara says earlier. But that's only when he gave his Issa. When he gave her Asr, it's the opposite. By Nasa chai, the Akach Nasa meis, so the man was already Asatur al Sachis Isha. When it was Nasa Meis, the man didn't become Asatur to more people, just more men became Asatur. That's his Sakil. By Nasa Meis, Vakach Nasa Chai, so by Nasa Meis, the man became Asatur al Seishasach, and now is Nasa Chai. So this man became Asatur on the other sisters, he became Asatur to more people, so that's his Meisif. It's the reverse when you're talking about the Isha. That's what Night Behud and Amzat. Hazanga Chazai. Yene Isser, if you're separating the Isser of the Isha from the Isser of the Ish, the Isser of the Isha is not an Isser Chefsa. Now, the Chefsa of the Isser here is the Isha. And the Chefsa of the Isser of the Isha all happened at the same time when she became three. What was the Schadish when she became 12? That the Ish became Asser. The Ish never had a din of the Chefsa of the Isser of Bechlal. That's like an Isser Gavra already. When you're talking about the Isser of her being nibbled to the Ish is not a chefsa di sura. It's kind of an Issa Garva, since she's the chefsa di sura, so she's asa to the Ish. So Mela, since all these surah were really chal when she was 12, it just wasn't chal benigay her, because she wasn't 12, when she was 3, I mean, it just wasn't chal benigay when she was 12, so she was 12, so all these surah were chal b'masachas, you don't have the taina. When you have a chatichas issa that was chal first one issa, and then on that chatich is chal another issa, even though it's been a person that wasn't by mitzvah yet, the second issa can't be chal. But here, in the chatich is issa, all these surah were chal b'vasachas. The only thing is that didn't affect her, because she needs her own issa. By her issa, there is no chefsa di surah. She's the chefsa di surah. And she has to look, though, at which person, which man she's asa to be nivel to. So there, she's not considered asa to be nivel to any man until she's 12, and when she's 12, she gets all these yisurim of asachas.